Each year, Salesforce has three major releases, and as the number of new and improved features increases, so does our release notes document, which is now at about 600 pages. If you are a Salesforce ISV partner, this blog post is for you. We have gone through the release notes document to bring you the features that are most important to you. Multi-factor authentication, MFA, is on by default for direct login to production. Feature. MFA is now a default part of the direct login process when a new production org goes live. Impact for ISVs. Admins will get a warning reminder if the MFA setting is turned off. If your partner solution has built a community for external users but is using a platform license rather than Experience Cloud, please submit a support case following these instructions. 1. In Salesforce Help, open a case under Salesforce Partner Program Support. 2. File the case under Partner Programs and Benefits, and list the topic as ISV Technology Request. There are some use cases that aren't required to use MFA. For a few of these situations, a Salesforce admin must manually waive MFA for the affected user types. Check out Exclude Exempt Users from MFA in Salesforce Help for full guidance. Related resources. Link to release notes. Learn more in the MFA FAQ. MFA Requirement Guidance for Salesforce Partners/Service Provider. Partner Community Chatter Group, Official, Security and Privacy. Globalization, ICU Formats. Feature. Salesforce is retiring JDK locale formats and enforcing international components for Unicode, ICU, locale formats on a rolling basis starting with the Spring 24 release. Salesforce orgs created in Winter 20 or later have ICU locale formats enabled by default. You can defer the enforcement until Spring 25 through the UI. Salesforce emails admins 30 to 60 days before the ICU enablement for their orgs. Impact for ISVs. This changes the way that dates, times, numbers, and currencies appear, using locale formats from the ICU library. ISVs can evaluate the impact of these changes by testing your filters, code, and components as needed. You can create a test org from Environment Hub, enable the ICU locale format update, install your managed package, and run user acceptance testing. Related resources. Link to release notes. Differences between JDK and ICU locale formats. Enable ICU locale formats. Salesforce Platform API versions 21.0 through 30.0 retirement. Feature. The retirement of versions 21.0 through 30.0 of the Salesforce Platform API was first scheduled for summer 23. The retirement is now postponed to summer 25. Impact for ISVs. You can continue to use these API versions, but they're not supported and won't be available starting in summer 25. Please upgrade to the latest version when possible. You can use Code Analyzer with a PMD rule to check the API version. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Related resources. Link to release notes. Use cursors for expanded SQL query result support, BETA. Feature. With Apex cursors, you can break up the processing of a SQL query result into pieces that can be processed within the bounds of a single transaction. Cursors provide you with the ability to work with large query result sets, while not actually returning the entire result set. You can traverse a query result in parts, with the flexibility to navigate forward and back in the result set. Impact for ISVs. Use cursors effectively to work with high volume and high resource processing jobs. Cursors are an alternative to batch Apex and address some of its limitations. Cursors are also more powerful because they can be used in a chain of queuable Apex jobs. Note, this is a beta release. Please evaluate and wait for GA before including this in your app. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Related resources. Link to release notes. Static SQL for Data Cloud Data Model Objects, DMOS. Feature. Static SQL is now supported with Data Cloud Data Model Objects, DMOs, as a more direct alternative to using either Dynamic SQL or Connect API. Additionally, SQL using Apex Database. Query Locator or InfraLoops is supported in API version 61.0 and later. Impact for ISVS. Previously, queries needed to use Dynamic SQL and Connect API. Note that running SQL queries against DMOs can result in data services credits being consumed from your customer's data cloud subscription. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Related resources. Link to release notes. CDP query class Apex reference. Consider field level and record level access when using Apex with data cloud objects. Feature. Data cloud data model objects, DMOs, in all data spaces are accessible from Apex in system mode, even when a permission set for the data space isn't explicitly assigned. Read-only object-level access checks are supported if the user has access to the data space. There's currently no support for field-level security or for record-level access control. Apex features, such as with user underscore mode, with security underscore enforced, describe calls, and security.strip inaccessible, can check only object-level access for DMOs. Impact for ISVS. Starting with API version 61.0, you can get information on a specific DMO using subject type.getDescribe. Currently, there's no field-level security to be enforced because all fields on DMOs that are accessed by field describes and security model checks are read-only. You also can't use schema.getGlobalDescribe to discover exposed DMOs. Instead, use the schema.describeSubjectsListString method with the known DMO API names. Related resources. Link to release notes. Support for 5-level parent-to-child relationship SQL queries in Apex. Feature. Apex now supports SQL relationship queries that traverse up to 5 levels of parent-child records. Impact for ISVS. This change enables improved SQL query logic in certain use cases, for example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Related resources. Link to release notes. Additional information in Apex exception emails. Feature. When your Apex code encounters unhandled exceptions, Apex exception emails now include the org name, username, and my domain name where the exception occurred. You can use these additional details to resolve the exception faster and improve the performance of your Apex code. Previously, the email included only the Apex stack trace, exception message, and the customer's org and user ID. Impact for ISVS. This change can help ISVs resolve unhandled exceptions faster. 2GP, specify the error notification username of an active DevHub user, use a shared email, for example, apexerror@mysfap.com, to receive email notifications about unhandled Apex exceptions, and install, upgrade, or uninstall failures associated with your package. Related resources. Link to release notes. Use this in conjunction with AppExchange App Analytics to report on your managed package exceptions. Filter by package usage logs by log underscore record underscore type equals Apex. Unexpected. Exception. Use second generation packaging, 2GP, to build data cloud apps. Feature. It is now possible to use 2GP to build data cloud apps. Impact for ISVS. You now get all the benefits of second-generation managed packaging for data cloud features. When you package data cloud metadata, add it to a data kit first and then add the data kit to a package. Data cloud apps must contain only data cloud metadata. Related resources. Link to release notes. Async validations for 2GP packages. Feature. When creating a new package version, you have the option to specify async validation. Async validation creates a new package version before completing package validations. By receiving the package version earlier in the process, you can install and test the new version right away. Impact for ISVS. If your development team is using continuous integration, C, scripts, async validation can reduce your overall C runtime. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Related resources. Link to release notes. Skip feature enforcement for Scratch.org installs. Feature. To shorten package install time when installing in Scratch orgs, you can specify the feature enforcement skip handler when using either the package install request object or the sf package install command. The feature enforcement handler adds object and feature validations in the subscriber org that prevent an admin from turning off a feature that would cause your app to malfunction. However, this enforcement isn't critical in Scratch orgs. Impact for ISVS. You can use this feature to improve Scratch org setup time. As a reminder, you can use Scratch org snapshots to quickly replicate Scratch orgs with the required project dependencies, including installed packages, features, limits, licenses, metadata, and data. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Related resources. Link to release notes. Package external client apps in 2GP packages. Feature. External client apps can now be included in second-generation managed packages. The new framework now supports headless login, passwordless login, and guest user flows using the authorization code and credentials flow. You can also configure an external client app to issue JSON Web Token, JWT-based access tokens, which is required for the guest user flow. Impact for ISVS. Consider using external client apps instead of connected apps. Advantages of external client apps over connected apps include 2GP support. Easier to develop and manage. Distinct developer, ISV, versus admin, customer, roles. Note that if your solution uses 1GP or requires SAML, you should continue to use connected apps. If you are creating a new application or a new integration, then you should consider adopting external client apps from the start. External client app settings. Related resources. Link to release notes. Comparison of connected apps and external client apps features. Prepare your LWR and Aura sites for design system architecture updates. Feature. To support future UI changes, we're modifying the internal implementation of Salesforce Lightning Design System, SLDS, styles, custom properties, and Salesforce Lightning components, including standard components and site templates. Impact for ISVS. If your site customizes Salesforce components by overriding their CSS, we recommend that you instead use supported techniques. Otherwise, your site can't adopt future product innovations of the UI without experiencing visual regressions. Related resources. Link to release notes. Enforce sharing rules when Apex launches a flow. Feature. When this update is enforced, data access is restricted for auto-launch flows that are run in the default context and launched by an Apex class. The Apex class must be declared using the with sharing keyword. Data access is restricted to the sharing rules of the user that executed the Apex class. Impact for ISVS. Regression test your app with this feature update. For example, a query can return fewer rows than it did in system context without sharing. Also, an operation can fail because the user doesn't have the correct permission. Related resources. Link to release notes. Further resources. App. Exchange Dev Center. ISV Guide. Partner Community, Partner Hub. About the author. Jerry Huang is a director, GTP Technical Evangelist at Salesforce. He is passionate about building apps, starting and scaling great businesses on the AppExchange. Jerry has been in tech for over 2 decades. He has 30 Salesforce certifications, including the Salesforce Certified Technical Architect, and an approved U.S. patent. Peter Martin is a director, GTP Technical Evangelist at Salesforce. He has been involved in the Salesforce ecosystem since 2007 and has been with the ISV enablement team since 2017.